going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I hope you're having a great start to your day. All right. I don't want to be that guy, but Devin, it's St. Joe's Prep.
Oh my
or
God.
Or the prep.
Seriously.
What did you call it? St. Joe's?
St. Joe's.
Just
St. Joe's.
One more prep.
I have to call it St. Joe's Prep.
Or the prep. St. Joe's is like St. Joe's U. People hear St. Joe's and then they say, wait, what football player did Eagles draft from St. Joe's U? We get a LaSalle.
Okay.
Do we get a LaSalle college kid also? Like the actual college, not the high school? By the way, I got to rip Abdul Carter. I'm joking around, Devin. I got to rip Abdul Carter. Now, John, this is a tricky one for me. It's tricky. Because on one hand, local guy, good job. I mean, makes really good. Top five pick, the whole deal. Penn State, got to appreciate that. He did something this weekend. It's a no-no. And Abdul Carter's family, if you're listening, I'm sorry. And Abdul Carter, if you're listening, I'm sort of sorry, but not really because you're a Giant now. He asked Lawrence Taylor for his number. Can't do that. LT shut him down. I know Warren Moon gave a draft pick his number. First off, Warren Moon didn't play, what is it, the Houston Texans? No. The Tennessee Titans. Well, anyway, I don't know if it was from the Houston Texans or the Tennessee Titans, but one of them, someone asked Warren Moon for number one, and he said yes. All right, good for Warren Moon. And Warren Moon's a great player and a legitimate Hall of Famer and all that. John, if you're Abdul Carter, you can't ask Lawrence Taylor for his number. That's a no-no. What's your opinion, John, of the L? That's a bold request. Greatest defensive player of all time. LT guy, yeah, let me get your number. I need a ruling, John.
That's pretty bold.
I don't understand the hang up that you have with this. I mean,
you're not good enough to get number one defensive player of all time number. Can't
he just
do
got
it.
Drafted by the New York Giants.
I got to start ripping this guy because he's a
this
Giant
is
now. Got to rip him.
What happens when a new player comes to town and he plays the position of one of the greatest players?
Yeah, but John, you asked Tom Brookshire for his number. This is asking Lawrence Taylor for his number. Yeah. Was the next
guy
that goes
who plays his position?
Next guy that goes to New England can answer Brady.
I think that this is normal.
Some guy's going to play for the Oilers and ask Wayne Gretzky for 99. Is that where we're at? This is nonsense.
Maybe. I do think that it's normal to try to encourage the old and the new, like the former greats, mingle with the new guys.
Too far.
All right, I would not encourage LT to be hanging out with my new guys. You know, like, hey, new guy, here's how I did it back in the day.
Hey, all jokes aside, congrats to Abdul Carter. It's pretty cool. Now we are going to have to find a way to start loathing the guy because he's going to play for the Giants. Abdul
and he's
Carter,
be really good,
and Micah Parsons coming after Jalen for a number of years. So we'll see where it goes. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's also get to the guided door and window to the weekend. There was an awful lot going on this weekend. Obviously, I mean, to say the least. And brought to us by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA. You can visit goguida.com. Well, this weekend had a lot of everything. First off, one of the most wild buzzer beaters I've ever seen in NBA history in a Denver win. I've never, ever seen it. If you missed it, Denver at the buzzer on Saturday. This was insanity. Basically, the guy's got the ball in his hands dunking it. And it's like, it is so simultaneous with going through. It was like in the basket, but not through the basket when the light went off to say game over. And I even thought maybe he was still touching the ball. Like the ball's in the basket, but it's not through the net. And so me and my buddies are watching it, and we're like, well, I don't know what the rule is. Like, I don't know what, no, it counted. And my thought was it's probably going to count. But, John, I never seen anything like it. Like, the ball's in the basket, but it hasn't come through the net. Does that count or not? And I thought the ball might have still been on the guy's hands.
Well, that's the thing. As long as it's off his hand.
Well, I don't know. I don't know that it was.
Well, that's
but you
the
can
only
have
thing
your,
that
you can,
I would be concerned
well, you
about.
Can have your hands on the ball in the basket.
That's true.
Because the basket comes down.
But that's not what he was doing.
It was really weird. Anyway, so that was wild. It was pretty entertaining NBA playoff weekend. Let's get to the Phils. And then right back to the phone line. So Philly's obviously the one, you know, bigger topic we haven't really touched on yet. Nice job by Aaron Nola last night. Really, really nice job. Bats didn't do a ton, but did enough. And, John, you know what? The Phillies got 2-3 in Chicago. And given the way we felt Friday, we would have taken that for sure.
Absolutely. Getting back into the groove, so to speak, even though it does not feel like we're really even
in a
close
groove.
To a groove. But we
Trey
went
Turner.
To overtime.
Trey!
Yeah, sure. Trey can do some stuff.
Some call that extra innings, but, you know.
Yeah, my bad.
Devin, this guy, overtime.
Went to the 10th.
What is this nonsense?
10th inning. Look, it was. It did feel like that we fought. And that is
Jordan
a hallmark
Romano?
Of
yeah,
this team.
Coming through.
Romano making the quasi-athletic play. Kind of.
Was
that athletic?
What a great review.
I mean, he did knock it down and scramble and get that thing, and I felt so good for him that he didn't have to actually throw lots and lots of strikes at that point in time.
Like, well, one
thank
thing,
God we got away with the ball hitting him.
One thing I was thinking is, could you imagine if he blows this save?
Oh, no. When he went in.
Yeah, because I've watched it.
I was like,
I was imagining it as the ball pegged him.
I almost turned it off because I knew we had to wake up early today anyways. I'm like, I know how this story ends. I know. I've seen this film before.
Ye
but
of little faith.
My second thought was like, is this a test? I felt like it was a test from Rob Thomson. Like, okay, let's see if he can do it. Let's put him in. Let's see if he can, you know, hold this lead and actually save the game.
Right.
He did.
Well, he did. Look, part of it going to him, and I'm sure it wasn't Rob Thompson's preference, but part of it was you pitch a ton of guys on Saturdays, on Saturday, because Taiwan, you know, didn't last long.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, you had already used the main relievers you trust, right? They'd already used Alvarado, Kirkring, and I'm forgetting which other reliever. But bottom line is, they had used a lot of relievers over a couple days. So at some point, you got to put this guy in there. It's 10th innings, extra innings. Look, he did the job. So good for him. Good for Trey legging out that infield hit that obviously increased the lead from 2-1 to 3-1 in the 10th inning. If you missed that, really nice job by Trey busting it down the line. That made a difference. And the Phils went 2-3. So hopefully we can kind of settle down a little bit. Look, it's going to be a topsy-turvy year. There's no question, just from this standpoint, people are going to get in a bad mood quickly, even if the Phils make the playoffs, a bad mood quickly when the Phils lose 4-7. And they're going to have their stretches this year when they lose 4-7. What you don't want to see them do is what they did the last 2 weeks where they were losing, I don't know quite what it was, but it felt like, you know, it was a 2.5-week slump. All right, Phils on the table, Eagles as well, 215-592-9494. Let's get to Ed calling from Phoenixville right now. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, team. Wanted to mention two bands of misfit toys. The first one being Cleveland. I think there's no better way to say we're tanking for Arch Manning than looking at...
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
That quarterback room. I mean, there's, my goodness. So not a great situation to be in. But, you know, my main concern, obviously, or not obvious, but is the tight ends with the Eagles. I mean,
yeah.
You got Grant Calcaterra and a bunch of dudes. So my
there are a bunch, Ed.
A whole lot of dudes.
Yeah. Kylan Granson, like, Harrison Bryant, Nick Muse, Cameron Latu, EJ Jenkins. Lots.
Yeah, so I think it's important to kind of tie, you know, my draft grades kind of is incomplete because they still need to do something with Goddard. We don't know who can really play outside of Jahad Campbell. Like, I need to see, like, Makupa and pads. Like, yeah, they kind of reached for him at two, but he can supposedly cover better than CJGJ. Like, I appreciate what Howie had to do from a value standpoint, but I just, and maybe it's a choice that I just don't know. I'm less dialed in this year than I was in years past, but in the years past, you had guys like Keely Ringo and N'Kobe Dean who were first-round talents that fell to us, and it was really exciting. This year, not so much. Maybe it's just because we're expecting excellence. It's kind of a weird feeling.
Well, also remember this, Ed. I mean, you know, they were picking last in every round with their own pick. Now, they had other picks in there, but, you know, that was part of it as well. I mean, you know, you're every round you got the last pick. So, you know, it sets you back a bit. All right, Ed, good call, buddy. Appreciate it, as always. 215-592-9494. We ask you this Twitter poll question of the day today. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's selection of one-owner pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Poll question, do you like what Howie did in rounds 2 through 7 this year? So, you know, we talked quite a bit on Friday about the first pick, obviously Jahad Campbell at 31. We're going to put rounds 2 through 7 on the board. The choices are yes or no. John, I'm going to be honest. I really thought about having choice C. Like, who the hell knows?
Do you think? Yeah,
right? Because let's be real. Who the heck knows?
There's a lot of players. We added a lot of players to our team,
yes.
A lot of young players. Do you think that people from the Dallas Cowboys and the New York Giants who now have their Abdul Carter and Micah Parsons,
yep.
Do you think they're now looking at us and saying, uh-oh, the Eagles have Jahad Campbell, and he's that all-around guy who can do it all? Remember,
I think they Campbell, say, oh, they got Jalen Carter. I think that's the uh-oh they think.
Yeah.
But maybe, I mean, we'll see, John. I mean,
that's the thing. I can't even get my head around that. I doubt the teams in our division are feeling that way, but it's possible after this next season is all said and done, they're looking at it and saying, man, what a deal, Jahad Campbell. Yeah. Look at what he's doing. The Eagles are using him a lot like we are using Micah Parsons. You know, if it's the Dallas Cowboys or the Giants, hey, a lot like we're using Abdul Carter. We'll see.
To be fair, though,
we'll see what happens.
No, I agree with you. But as excited as we are on Jahad Campbell, let's not go too crazy. I mean, he was taken 31, not 3. You know, I mean.
But he was Abdul Carter, also, according to the Eagles, a top 10 player.
Yeah, no, that's right. That's right. And Micah Parsons is an example, and he was a top, 10 or so, but he wasn't top 5. And that felt like
13 or whatever.
Was he? So Devontae was 10 because Eagles went from 6 to 12 to 10. Yeah, I think he was 11. I think
was
Parsons
he?
Was 11. By the way, let's also give you a chance today to win a pair of tickets, and we're going to give these away all week. A pair of tickets to see Elvis Costello. How about it? Elvis Costello. Right, John?
Elvis Costello is amazing.
It's a classic.
Amazing.
Elvis Costello and the Imposters with Charlie Sexton on September 19th at Borgata in AC. For tickets, you can get yourself to Ticketmaster.com. That's the purchase tickets. Ticketmaster.com. You can also win them right here today by calling 215-592-9494 and giving us a great answer to this question. What was unbelievable? Why? Because the Shador Sanders thing had so many twists and turns this weekend, it was actually unbelievable. And we're going to play the audio of the prank call and the whole deal. It was an unbelievable weekend as it related to Shador Sanders and America taking it all in. Best Answer ever provides something unbelievable. Best Answer is going to win the Elvis Costello tickets. John Ritchie, what was unbelievable? And let me just say this. I'm thinking kind of in the ridiculous kind of way. Like the Shador Sanders, It's a circus kind of way, but I don't know. I mean,
okay.
But listen,
right.
People can judge it as they want.
Okay.
John, what was unbelievable?
I got unbelievable. Remember May 25th, 1986? Maybe you don't. It was Hands Across America Day.
Yeah.
May 25th, 1986, during Memorial Day weekend. I remember, and I was fifth grade, and we were, it was a huge deal. We went outside our entire school and we linked hands, and apparently, like, there was this chain that was going the whole way. Like, yeah. It was going the whole way from one coast to the other coast.
I still find that hard to believe.
Well, apparently when it was all said and done, that's the fiasco of it all. Yeah. Like, it never did link into one.
Nice theory.
And the organizers tried to fill the gaps in with, like, chains and ribbons and stuff like that. It was an admirable attempt.
Sure.
And at the time, I thought it was the most unbelievable thing I'd ever experienced.
Hands across America. Devin, what was unbelievable?
I'm going to keep it local with this one, the Colangelo burner gate with the 76ers.
absolutely
unbelievable situation.
That could have won.
Oh, man.
Burner gate absolutely could have won. We got Fran in for Seltzer today. Fran, what was unbelievable?
I think one of the most bizarre stories in sports history, Manti Te'o.
Mm. Boy, that's another one that could have won. That was unbelievable. Te'o doing sit-ups in his driveway. I mean, it was just like, what is going on here? Someone help me out.
In camp, I remember walking into our room after practice.
Yep.
It was Carell, Brian Westbrook, and me, and we were just standing there looking at that. It was our teammate, and we were watching the sit-ups, and we're staring at each other, mouths agape. No words are spoken. We're just mouths wide open, staring.
That was, to say the least, unbelievable. Give us a great answer. Something unbelievable, like the Shedeur Sanders weekend. Hit us up, 215-592-9494. Coming up, what Elliot Shore Park said to us on Friday about how he thinks the Eagles will use Jahad Campbell. And it certainly was not what John and I initially thought. Phone calls on all these topics. Your chance to weigh in on the Phillies as well on 94 WIP.